Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is George Scotto. It is Scott Kaplan.
There we go.
I think I'm on.
It is George Sedano. It is Scott Kaplan. It is still under construction here, right, Mason?
Still under construction, but we're going to get there.
Now, we were going to play a different song here, but we'll do that at 4:15. It's okay. Is Sedano and Cap there on a Thursday?
Yeah.
How you guys doing? We're gonna do
we were going to do
a live bit, but we hit a wall, and it's okay. But the stream is back up in both ears. Both ears, because earlier we just had the left channel, but now we got the right channel.
Excellent.
Scott Kaplan there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Well,
yeah, do your thing. I don't usually fail at bits, but we failed at this one big.
No.
I thought we wanted the opening song here.
Yeah. It is Sedano and Cap, your Thursday afternoon right now. Take it away, George.
Thank you, Christopher.
Do. People begin. Bum.
Who do you think Chris is going to blame on that? That the execution was poor?
Russell Westbrook.
No, it's on me.
Russell Westbrook would be funny. I feel like everybody's doing that joke these days.
You just blame everything on Russ.
Yeah.
It's Russ's fault.
Oh, man. So, Ireland crushed Mason in Jeopardy.
Yeah, what time did you guys do this? I tuned in. I wanted to try and catch it. Oh, was it top of the 3 o'clock hour?
Yeah, we ended up doing two segments.
Okay.
About a segment and a half, basically.
Okay.
And then we did a few questions for fun. But, yeah, Ireland won kind of going away.
I didn't hear any of it, which is good and bad. Bad because I wanted to hear it and I was looking forward to it.
Well, you know what you could do is
tell me.
You and everyone else could just go back and listen on the Mason and Ireland podcast.
It's the number two podcast in all of Southern California sports right now.
Right.
You know, it was number one. You know, listen, I didn't politic to make the Sedano and Cap podcast number one. It just happened organically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, George, I didn't get to hear it. So the bad news is I wanted to hear it. I didn't hear it. The good news is I don't know what any of the questions were. So
they were really hard. That's what Mason wanted. He wanted really hard. And, you know, a couple people were tweeting at Mason saying that I was, you know, let's just call it I'm trying to think of the easiest way to describe this without it being inflammatory or offensive.
To who?
Or
Who are you going to offend?
To people. In general.
Oh, there's a lot of people. I thought one person. I was like, it's one person.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
I would say he called me a wash, but, you know, or a soak even, perhaps, that are for women, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, don't say
it. I got it. Okay, got it.
So, because I was being too difficult. And I'm like, hey, man, that's what your king wanted. He wanted to be the king, right?
Wait, so, LeBron wanted something to do with Jeopardy?
No, I'm talking about Mason.
Mason. Yeah, okay, my bad. Yeah. Okay.
And he wanted it hard. And Ireland ran roughshod on
it. Mason wanted it hard in Jeopardy. Is that what you're telling me?
In Jeopardy. He wanted it hard. He wanted I told you yesterday. He had the text message. I read it live on the air. Here it is. It says, I think you should make our questions tough. World history, literature. Those were literally the two categories I picked for him. Let's make it tough. We have breaking news.
We do?
Yeah. Lindsay's
right now?
In my ear.
We got breaking news.
Okay. Oh,
at 4:03 on a Thursday afternoon. The stream is back down. So Amanda Brown is getting her hard hat and her orange vest.
Nice.
We've got some cones. We're going to lay those out around the rack room there, and we're going to dig another hole and try
to
find the
Amanda.
Wire.
Amanda. Thoughts and prayers.
Sedano, sorry to interrupt the Jeopardy stuff, but I thought this was needed.
I mean, for the love of God, now we're going to get all these people upset again.
It's not our fault.
Hey.
Well, they're not going to be upset with us yet.
They can't hear it.
They can't hear it, exactly.
Yeah. But they're
please
start
keep
tweeting.
Us updated.
Oh, yeah. Updates all afternoon.
Nice.
On the latest on 710 Construction Week. Brought to you by Steve Mason. Sedano and Cap continues now.
Oh, my God. What kind of nickel and dime operation are we running around here?
I mean, come on, you know, just nickels and dimes.
Jeez.
Hey, look, man, this is a construction zone for a week. You know, people are doing what they can do. You know what happens?
I'm starting to get annoyed.
Uh-oh.
Starting to get annoyed. I showed patience for 2 days.
What are you going to do when you finally reach your boiling point? What are you going to do?
I'm going to write a strongly worded letter.
He's going to put on the hard hat and get down there himself.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's kind of like when that, when that basket was all messed up in Dallas when I was there, and I went and grabbed the wrench myself.
Nice. See, sometimes if you want things done right, you got to do them yourself. That's what my dad used to say. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say that to me anymore. Because now he says things like, if you want things done right, you should probably hire somebody. That's what he says to me now.
Yeah, because you definitely can't do it right.
Like my whole life, it was, hey, you want things done right? Yeah, got to do them yourself. Yeah. And now I'm an adult, and my dad
I always hire people. Yeah. I always hire people.
He's like, you have no skills whatsoever.
You know what I'm good at? Fixing, like, electronic things.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
So, for example, TV goes out, mm-hmm. cable goes out, computer goes out. I'm good at figuring out, there's got to be like some sort of wire situation here. And then I'm good at figuring those things out for the mm-hmm. most part.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I was single, I remember I bought a futon from IKEA.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started. Don't tell me you have to put it together. Because if you have to assemble it, you need like a mechanical engineering PhD from MIT to use the directions at IKEA.
Don't.
Well, and that you do. He's absolutely right. And it felt like there were things that were not supposed to go in the right place. I thought maybe I was wrong, but it felt like the instructions were all wacky too.
A lot of times with IKEA furniture that you got like the wrong size screw or they have the hole drilled in the wrong spot.
Correct. Oh,
that
right.
Or, like you're, and or then you got like things, 12 screws left over and you're like, those just must be extra.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then it's like, and they're also, everything is labeled in like, like Swedish names and it's like, come on. So yeah, it took me like 4 hours to build this futon the one time.
George, George, my worst was when my kids were little and they'd get a toy of some kind. And it needed to be put together in some way.
Yeah, no,
I would have like these little kid cars.
It's my wife's job. I do that. I pass that along to her.
Oh yeah. Every other kid in the neighborhood, their car was nice. You know, they like, I say car, little tiny push car thingies, right? Yeah, yeah. My kids, all four wheels are on the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know, they're wobbling down the street. They're like, Dad, how come mine's like this? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't know how to put it together. I put on the front left, on the back right. I put on the front right, on the back left. I put them all on backwards, going the opposite direction. I'm sorry, kids.
That's why you just buy them Legos, because then they have to put it together.
Yeah,
you know?
Or Magnetiles. That's like the new thing for kids. Yeah.
Oh, really? I don't know those Magnetiles.
I'm really good at like home DIY stuff. When I bought my house, I redid half my house.
Stuff. Yeah, my wife loves that.
Tiles, wood floors. Wow. I did all of it.
My wife has a tool bench in the garage. How about that?
No way.
Yeah.
She's unlike you and me. She's a real man.
She is a DIY person, kind of like Lindsay. You know,
it's a fun hobby. I learned how to use a miter saw. Like, who knows how to use a miter saw?
Who knows what a miter saw is? I mean,
I don't even know what that is.
Right.
Yeah.
It's what you use for, like, molding.
You know what I do? I hire the guy that knows what the miter saw is.
Right. And he has his own.
Yeah. I don't need to let
insurance.
Him borrow mine. Yeah.
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 I'm impressed, Linz. And I'm impressed, Kelly Sedano. You guys, do it yourself. That's great. To have the skills. For me, it's not really the skills because I don't have those. But I also don't have the courage to even try. You know, some people can watch a YouTube video and they're like, yeah, I can fix that. I'll just watch this YouTube video. Me, I'm like, I don't get it. I got to keep rewinding it. I get 30 seconds in. I'm like, there's got to be somebody else who can explain this easier. I move on to the next video. I can't do anything.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude.
Yeah,
I don't need to do any of that stuff. Like, it's just not for me.
Yeah. Anyway, so we were talking about Jeopardy, and I said I missed it, George. You know what would be interesting to me? Because I heard you during Game of Games compliment me. Thank you. That I performed strongly yesterday in the sports categories of Jeopardy.
You did.
But I sounded like an idiot when you tried to hit me up with Egyptian history and King Tut stuff.
You asked for it, though.
I know. Now I'm asking for this.
Oh, no.
The way Steve Mason wants it, that's the way I want it. Okay? I want the hard ones. So I didn't hear any of these Jeopardy questions. At some point in today's broadcast, hit me. Let me hear them. Let me see what I can do against the ones at Ireland. Yeah, the same ones.
Okay. I can try to find some.
Lindsay, did you hear it?
I did not.
I have to go back.
But. I did not because we were under construction, so I was using my miter saw and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, you were helping.
Yes.
That was nice of you.
Mm-hmm.
Bet you everybody appreciated that.
Do what I can.
Here's one. You want to try it real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Laura, do you have the music?
Depends
this was like an easy one.
The computer.
This was an easy one, actually.
Okay.
So you want to start easy with you.
Thank you.
All right. This Philly duo, two guys, one mustache, hit number one in 1982 with I Can't Go For That.
Who are Hall and Oates?
That is correct. All right. Next one in that category, Yacht Rock.
Yeah. Oh, Yacht Rock. Great.
Yeah. Yacht Rock Sails Again, it's called.
Okay.
This ex-Commodore sailed to the top of the charts in 1983 with All Night Long.
I know.
Who
it.
Is Lionel Richie?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Oh, not
By the way, he was hilarious in Studio 666, the Foo Fighters movie I saw last week. Lionel Richie was hysterical.
All right, now this gets a little harder. You ready?
Yeah.
M is for Moonlight, as in Moonlight Feels Right by Starbuck, as well as this xylophone with an unexpected and amazing solo. Yeah, you're not getting this one.
Xylophone. I don't think I have that one.
It's a ringtone on your cell phone if you have an iPhone.
Not helping me.
A marimba.
A marimba. Didn't
what
have
is
that
a marimba?
One. Did John Ireland get that?
No, nobody got that one.
Okay, good, good.
You can always write your ship with Hey 19 and Deacon Blues with this jazzy soft rock band.
Cap.
Yeah.
Who is?
You're the only one playing.
Oh, I am? I'm the only one playing? Oh, I'm playing against myself?
Yes.
Who is Steely Dan?
That is correct, yeah. Last one. Grover Washington Jr. was so smooth with this title building castles in the sky. This title again, You and I.
I know this song. Building castles in the sky.
That was a Jimi Hendrix song.
Four, three, two, one.
The castles in the sky.
It's just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Building
we can make it if we
try. So you got three out of five. Not terrible.
Not terrible.
No, but that's not like the hard one, though.
Oh. All right. Well, I want the hard one.
You want to do a hard one on the other side?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that. Plus, speaking of hard, it feels like Laker fans have been a little hard on their team. And one particular prominent NBA player thinks it's Bush League. We'll tell you who on the other side. Stick around.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Oh, yeah. It is Sedano and Cap, your Thursday. Pump it up, Wara. Pump it up. Oh, here it comes. We ready? Come on, Cap. Dance with
me. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Cap. I need somebody like I never needed one before.
Nice. Nice.
You like that?
Yeah. Keep going.
On this day back in 1994, the pop group Spice Girls, it just says Spice Girls, not the Spice Girls, was formed. Who's your favorite Spice Girl, Sedona? Sedona. Sedona doesn't sound engaged today. What's going
Beckham's
on?
Beckham's wife. Okay, what's her name? What was her
Spice?
Name?
Is that Shorty Spice?
No, she was Posh.
Posh Spice.
Posh Spice, yeah.
Sedona came and visited us in the office earlier when he was doing TV. Big TV star.
I did.
Thanks. It's also National Mulled Wine Day. What is that?
So mulled wine, Lindsay and I were talking about. I've never had it.
In the first segment you were?
No, off
the air. Okay.
It's basically a hot sangria almost.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
It's like a tea. It's like a wine, but it's kind of like a hot tea, almost like a hot toddy, but with wine and like fruit in it. It's like a sangria, but hot.
Hot sangria?
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Not good.
Rachel, Cap's girlfriend, Rachel, seems like somebody who's into hot sangria.
No.
I've never had any hot sangria with her, and if she was, you know what I
mean?
Chris?
I don't think it's exactly hot sangria, but I'm saying it's kind of like that, is what I would say.
That would be the end of the relationship right there, just so you know.
You should have dumped her a long time ago.
Well, but I haven't. But hot sangria, it's over.
You should.
But do you like sangria?
Nah.
I mean,
really?
I can drink sangria.
Don Antonio's over there on Pico in West L.A. next to the Talpa. They have a great sangria, and I've had that a couple times, but it gives me a headache.
I make great sangria.
Well, it's all a lot of sugar, obviously.
Yeah. Well, you do?
Yeah, make
are you going to bring that in with the chicken dish?
Sure.
You didn't bring it.
Wait,
in?
I'll be the judge of that since that's like a my people thing.
I learned how to make it when I worked at won't use my miter saw. I learned how to make it when I worked at Hooters. That was one of like the few.
Get out of here! There's no good sangria at Hooters.
Yes,
there's
there
no
is.
Good sangria at Hooters.
Stop
it's delicious.
That.
You'll see.
No
you'll
way.
See, I will make it, and you'll be like, "Wow, that's really good."
Okay,
one of the few
you
like drinks that they
Hooters
had to make
sangria.
There because they didn't serve like hard booze.
I've
you know?
Never been to a Hooters where they make
me neither.
Sangria.
Me neither. You guys want wings, beer? Well, and
they got
sangria?
Good wings.
What do you guys
they got
want?
Good wings.
No, the wings are good. Yeah,
obviously but... never went to the ones up in like the you know Midwest because those ones that was one of the drinks. Is
fancy place.
I think for mm-hmm. Halloween this year, Cap should wear the Hooters outfit, and I'll wear it too.
Now,
okay,
Laura,
count
ones.
On it.
Laura, is sangria part of Mexican culture too, or no?
Oh yeah, man, I love.
Okay, I'm just asking.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you like hot sangria?
I can do either.
You've had hot sangria?
Yeah, I have.
And it's good?
It's good. You just
never
put
had.
A lot of liquor in it.
Oh, so it gets you toasted, huh?
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah,
what's
it's
up,
like a hot
friend?
Toddy, basically.
It's, yeah, it's like ponche. We call it ponche.
I don't know about ponche. Sedano and Cap continues now.
Wait, let me ask everybody a question. If you had your choice of hot sake or cold sake,
I'm back.
They're both
what do you
good.
Prefer?
No sake.
Oh, I like cold sake. The cold, unfiltered, the nigori sake. That's the one you get.
Yeah, I like cold.
You shake that bottle. Little yeah. shot of that ooh, makes you feel good. And if you're with a lady friend, mm-hmm. she's going to enjoy it too.
The hot okay. one will get you so twisted.
Too
real
twisted,
quick.
Though.
Yeah.
You can't eat with it.
Twisted.
Yeah, no, it's too much.
You have it afterwards like a digestive almost,
yeah, it's
you know?
So twisted.
Like
friend
an aperitif?
Loves it.
A digestive as opposed to before the meal, an aperitif.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like a nice sambuca with Italians.
Like a port. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. like a nice port. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned the hard way.
I'm sure you did.
Sounds
anyway,
like you did. Yeah.
Sedano and Cap continues now.
Yes. So, yeah, sangria. We'll try it, Lindsay. You can make it for us.
Okay. Lindsay, for real?
If you guys
you
ever show up again. Yes.
I was just there today.
Well, you're never here for the show.
Well, that's different. There's traffic.
I feel like you probably leave right when I'm getting here.
George and I have been talking offline, like, let's not go. Let's just stay at home. We're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
I mean, we're doing the show fine from home. I mean, there's not a lot of traffic on the 110 you know, when I leave doing the NBA show at, like, you know, 1 o'clock. So, yeah, it's fine.
Really? So sangria and a Hooters.
Yeah. Never have had that.
Never.
I'm telling
never.
You, so to not to get too inside baseball when it comes to Hooters, but there's different, there was different Hooters. Owners, like mm-hmm. different restaurants.
Yeah, they're franchisees.
Yeah. And so like a lot of them had different ones on the menus. It's so, like when I'd go down to Florida, they'd have like different items on the menu that they wouldn't have up north. And they didn't, like I said, they didn't have hard booze. So they had like key lime pie was something they had
love
up there. They didn't
pie.
Have it
my
the
fave.
Other ones.
Ooh,
sangria.
Key lime pie is delicious.
Yeah.
My favorite.
The sangria though, that was good.
Well, because I believe Hooters, correct me if I'm wrong, the original Hooters.
Clearwater.
Yep.
Clearwater
right, Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, so
there.
Key lime pie makes sense because mm-hmm. that's like their original thing. You know what I mean?
I would rock that costume during Halloween. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't even need to wait to Halloween because those short little orange dolphin shorts, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The ones I have, there's no way you could even fit like an arm in them.
Really?
Yeah. Trust me.
How long ago did you rock these things?
Oh, man, I worked there in like, I was like 19, so it was a while ago.
You still got them, huh?
Yeah, I still have them because they've changed the uniform a little bit, but I've always had, I had tons of uniforms, and people sell them on like eBay and stuff for
no
like
way.
A lot of money. Oh,
I
yeah.
believe that.
Really?
Yeah. I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you
I
can get like $100 for like a tank top and the shorts.
Dude,
get
you would not,
out of here.
People will buy, George, I swear to you, I didn't know this for sure. But I've learned it in the last few weeks. People will buy anything online. Like, I've heard about this phenomenon, but I didn't know it was real. But then my 15-year-old daughter said, Dad, I want to go to Coachella. And I said, I'm not paying $700 for a Coachella ticket.
Yeah.
She said, I'll make the money. And the way she was making the money is she's selling things on some app. I don't know what it's called. She sold a pair of, like, Lululemon shorts the other day. She's
Poshmark.
Been wearing these shorts for, like, 3 years.
Poshmark, yeah. So I sell a lot. I have so many clothes I need to put on there. But you could sell your gently used or heavily used or new clothes, like shoes, clothes, handbags, whatever.
Yeah. There's not a lot of Hooters in Southern California, though. I know there's one in Hollywood and Long Beach.
There was one, I know for sure, in Anaheim, because I know I told you the story that.
Was there?
When, yeah,
I
well,
know there's
Janet
one in Costa
Jackson,
Mesa, too. Yeah.
When Janet Jackson did the malfunction at halftime, like this is going back a long time ago.
Yeah.
I was there that day. At a Super Bowl gathering watching party in Anaheim.
There is a Hooters in Southgate, too. actually.
I've been to the one in Long Beach for my birthday.
The Anaheim one's gone, guys.
Oh, really?
Oh, there you go. So like Costa Mesa might be the closest one in OC.
Probably because they were making sangria.
No, probably because they weren't making sangria.
Right, maybe. That's true.
I think the West Covina one's gone, too.
There's a couple in the IE. There's one in Riverside. I want to say there's one in Ontario.
All the ones in Ohio closed, except for, like, Columbus.
Yeah, that Anaheim one, you know who used to do a lot of remotes there, live broadcast cap? The great Steve Hartman. Who, of course, you know who he used to work with. Michael great Lee Hacksaw Hamilton.
And Michael Thompson.
Yeah, that was a horrible show.
What was the name of that show?
The Loose Cannons?
Loose Cannons,
God, that was a bad show.
And Vic, wasn't Vic the brick part of that show, too?
Yeah, well, we love Vic. We love Vic.
Yeah.
But Hartman and Michael Thompson.
Why was it so bad? I used
Hartman
to
was all serious. And, you know, Michael
to
likes to have fun. Michael fits in with us.
Yeah.
He's welcome here.
Michael's
I used to listen to that show
Hooters
all the time. That's where I came to love Michael on the air.
Like, on the Loose Cannons?
Me too. Whenever I would visit L.A., I would always listen to that.
Did you want to be one of the Cannons, Cap?
No, because I had my own issues with Hartman.
Actually, we should bring on Michael every week and just
call it the Loose Cannons?
Yes.
I'm sure somebody will send us a cease and desist from some company.
My God.
But yeah, let's do
whatever.
It. Let's do
until
it. No,
do.
I want to do it. Loose Cannon talk.
Yeah. Hartman would lose his mind.
Cap, can you text me? I don't have his number anymore in this phone.
We don't have to call it Loose Cannons. How about we call it Tight Cannons?
No, we'll go to Loose Cannons. It's a brand in L.A. We should have Hacksaw do the intro for it.
That's like the funny part, though. We just go the opposite. We just go
Chris,
Tight Cannons.
He would do it in a heartbeat. He'd be like, hey, Cap, I get to be on the radio again. I'm like, yeah, Saw, why don't you do this for us? He would do it in an absolute heartbeat. He would do it. He's like, they don't know how to do sports radio now. I'm like, Saw, listen, times have changed.
You know who would do a great show together? Hacksaw and Sliwa.
Oh.
Ooh, I am looking for an NHL fan.
Wait,
I raised
the
Alan
Saw and the Slee.
The Saw and the Slee.
Yeah, there we go. Or see, how about this Slee Saw? There we go, Slee Saw.
Chris, you have no idea. Saw would come on in a heartbeat, and he would try and school everybody. You don't know how to do sports radio.
I love it.
I'm the guy who created it. I'm
he
the
did.
Guy who knows how to do it. I'm like, yeah, but
he
me,
does.
Like, but Saw, like, times
show me
have
your
changed.
Lightning bolts, Rancho Penasquitas. Let's go.
But I said, Saw, but times have changed, man. You got to like change a little bit.
You
got to
have
flexible.
A little fun,
right? He's like, no, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm like, can you imagine if you put Hacks on the end and said, listen, we're going to do these live bits. We're going to play music. We're going to do goofing around. We're going to put the producer and the board op on the air. He'd lose his mind.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Forget about it. He would. He would
Let me tell you, when I used to come to L.A. back in those days, like, and may he rest in peace, Joe McDonald was like one of the nicest human beings.
Joe Nasty was part of this radio station.
One of the nicest human beings you will ever meet. I remember I used to come on his show, like, to as a guest, and it was like such a nice man. When he passed away, I felt like it hurt me because I did. I would come on a show occasionally, and every time I saw him, whenever I was in town to cover a game, he was always at every game. Like, he was such a nice man.
Yes.
Such a nice man.
Yep. And he, let me tell you, the first time I ever worked with Joe, you'll love this, George, on a now defunct national radio network. I think it was called the Sports Fan Radio
Sports
Network.
Fan Radio Network, Fan, yeah. Where right. JT the Brick also. Yes.
You're telling me Scott Kaplan and Sedano? We're getting way inside now, but anyway.
Yeah. You're telling me?
Yeah, but listen, let me tell you something. That I was hosting the Pete Rose Show with Joe, Big Joe, down in Florida. Me and Pete were in one studio. Joe was out in L.A. at another studio. That's where I started with him. I mean, this is 20 plus years ago. But I'm telling you right now, Chris, the Saw, we put out the line, the Saw would do it in a heartbeat.
He would be here. He'd fill in. When Travis is out, we need the Saw on.
Oh, my
God. So you
get
Slee Saw.
The Saw and the Slee. Wow, Slee that Saw. Would be amazing.
Well, but Saw would want to go first in the name, right? Yeah, so you got to go the Saw.
He
and
also
the
would be like, I want to get on the phone with the fans. You know,
well,
really
right now we don't have phones, right? Is that part of the issue, too?
Like, it is a 710 construction update. Do we have the breaking news?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We have not done any sports, and honestly, if we don't do sports for the next, like,
what are we going to do?
I'm fine, too.
What?
No, I'm fine with it. Yeah. I just said I'm fine with it.
Another Jeopardy segment?
Yeah, we're going to do Jeopardy.
Oh, that's right. I was supposed to do a Jeopardy segment with Cap. He wanted to do one of the ones, the hard ones that I did with Mason and Ireland.
Oh, Cap, don't do that.
Like, come on. I gave you an easy one. I'll give you like a medium one next. Okay. How about that?
Right. Do a hard one and have me and Laura and Morales play.
Yeah, come on. Let's all
do that.
Yeah, the homish book up.
Hey, do we want to get...
You won two of them yesterday.
We want to get to the future or the current NBA All-Star who ripped Laker fans?
Yes, I want to hear that.
Okay, we can get to that too. We'll do all of that. We'll do the Jeopardy first and then we'll do that. All right, next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It is Sedano and Cap, your Thursday. Little live rejoin action with the boys. On this day, back in 2007, the number one hit, Justin Timberlake, JT. What goes around, comes around. Pot it up, Laura.
Yeah.
It's also his wife's birthday. Jessica Biel is 40 years old. Makes me feel old.
I would totally want to hang out with those two.
I thought you were going to say
something
else.
I'm not a star bleeper. By any stretch of the imagination.
What was Jessica Biel famous for? I forgot now. I know she's an actress, but what did she do?
She's been in a bunch of movies.
Well, I was asking for what.
Hey, I really like that one movie you're in. I know you're in a bunch, but I really like the one.
It's also Canadian Bacon Day.
Ooh, that's good because that's following up yesterday on Egg McMuffin Day, which has Canadian bacon.
That's ham.
No.
No, I think that's ham and an egg McMuffin. Let's go
Canadian
to the table.
Canadian bacon.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
Thank you, Laura. Thank you.
I used to work at McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah. I was a manager when I was 17.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Latino, man. I've been hustling.
So the first movie you saw her in, by the way, was Summer Catch.
Laura?
No.
Oh, I was like.
Jessica Biel.
Although Laura is a summer catch. I guarantee you, Laura's been the summer catch a lot of times.
Hey.
With our boy Freddie Prinze Jr.
Speaking of McDonald's nuggets, we were talking about Chicken McNuggets all throughout Travis and Sliwa today. Sliwa did not like that
segment.
Why
is that?
I don't remember. Oh, it was, I don't remember why. Oh, because we were talking about there. I found this. I was, you know.
Why didn't Sliwa like it, though?
Because it was a lot of fun.
Because it was not a lot of Laker talk?
On Instagram.
What does he want to talk about? The Stanley Johnson pick and roll?
We're picking on Sliwa. We don't need to do that.
Oh,
anyway.
My God.
So on Instagram, one of the Insta golf girls I follow posted a picture. She's got an eating tray in her car that attaches to the steering wheel.
Yeah.
So we were talking about that, how Travis should have one.
Right.
And then producer Emily said that her sister has a dipping cup that you attach to the vent in the AC in your car, and that they eat a lot of Chicken McNuggets. So, you know, while you're driving, you could just, boom, you put the nugget in there and bam!
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So that's why we were talking about Chicken McNuggets.
Oh. I like Chicken McNuggets.
Yeah, she says the best ones are Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Burger King, and then McDonald's is her ranking.
The original.
Chick-fil-A, yes, but like Wendy's is not.
I don't know.
No, Wendy's actually.
She said it's
a
crispy one. It's a crispy nugget.
Yeah, their new fries are good, but the nuggets aren't that good.
And then producer Emily, we had to dump because Greg came into the studio, and I don't exactly know the context, but all we heard on the air was F off Greg, except there was no F. It was the full blown.
Wow. Emily said that?
Emily said that to Greg.
Wow.
You didn't know she had it in her, did you?
No.
No way. She's so like nice and wholesome.
Whoa.
Who knew?
I picture like me saying that or Lindsay, but
yeah, absolutely.
Emily.
You too.
I mean,
sure.
None of us
I mean, no,
ever
of course
use foul
not.
Language because we're professionals and we don't talk to each other.
No,
that way
you too for sure.
I wouldn't do it, actually. That's my boss, so I can't do it. I would
Emily?
Get fired. No, Greg.
Oh, corporate Greg Bergman.
Not Jessica Biel.
No.
So, yeah, what was she in? Was she in a TV show?
She was in
I
Seventh
just told
Heaven.
You she Seventh was in Heaven. Heaven.
Were you not listening to George Sedano? He just told you.
I wasn't. I was thinking of my nugget bit.
Oh. That was her first. That was the first movie you saw her in. She was in that movie. That was she was in the movie with Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh,
we're talking about
Seventh Heaven
though.
Is what she became famous for.
Yeah.
Well, no, first movie though.
Oh,
I didn't watch Seventh
right.
Heaven because that's like a kiddie show.
No, that was on the WB. That was
and
on
by
the WB.
Way, I mean, right. So
Seventh
nobody's,
Heaven.
I didn't wasn't watching that stuff.
And then
nobody's
the dad was like a he was like a pastor in that, right?
Yep.
And somehow he had a house that could fit seven people.
And the extra kids.
A pastor, remember?
She was also in the Illusionist movie with what's his face. Who's in that movie with Brad Pitt? Edward Norton.
Face?
Edward Norton.
Right.
Yes.
Edward
Which,
Norton.
By the way, also came out at the same time as another magician movie, if I recall correctly, with Wolverine. What's his name?
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, him.
She wasn't in like a ton of good movies.
Dude,
now
I just got something that nobody expected
me to
get. I
know, that's why I laughed.
My favorite Hugh Jackman movie, other than X-Men, is a movie he did with Ashley Judd in the early 2000s called Something About You.
Oh, it's so great.
It's so amazing, isn't it?
It's a terrible but great rom-com at the same time.
It's so good.
Yeah. And they're they're both like producers on a TV, on one of these like Oprah Winfrey style shows. Yeah, I've seen it before.
So how old is Justin Timberlake? We found out how old his wife is. How old is he today?
He's hot.
I don't know.
God,
that's not on my sheet.
It's not
By the way,
birthday.
Did you know that he is you know, he's a minority partner in the Memphis Grizzlies, who's having a good year right now.
I didn't know that. But he is hot. 41. Say that. Oh, he's 41?
Yeah. It's World Wildlife Day as well.
Yeah. All right. So is Kaplan doing this this medium category of Jeopardy?
Yeah, let's have it.
All right. Play the music real quick. All right. We'll do this real quick. All right. So Mason and Ireland had the Jeopardy off. And all right. First one for you, Cap. This is not the hardest. This is a middle of the road category as far as difficulty. Amy Mann paid tribute to this city's 1939 World Fair with her song 50 Years After the Fair.
What is New York City?
That is correct. Did you just guess New York City, or did you actually know the song?
No, I just guessed.
Well, everyone knows where the World's Fair was in 1939.
Right.
I
mean, they give you the answer.
Well, actually,
sometimes.
Ireland guessed St. Louis.
Oh, I'm smarter than Ireland.
Or maybe it was Mason. I don't know. One
I'm
of them did.
Only smarter
I
than
get
Mason.
Them confused sometimes.
They're virtually the same person. I mean, let's face it.
Oh, that's showing up in something.
I like how Morales.
When I could actually pull clips again, I'm pulling that one.
All right, the next one. This fourth season of American Horror Story is set at Elsa's Cabinet of Curiosities in Jupiter, Florida.
Lindsay. What is American Horror Story Freak Show?
Freak Show is correct.
Yes.
Wow,
that's
nice job,
that's
Lindsay.
Deep American.
That is one of the few seasons that I liked after the original one.
All right, next question. There are kids at a fairground at the start of the video for this Springsteen song About a Ride.
Oh, I know this one.
About a Ride.
4, 3, 2, 1. Doot. What is Tunnel of Love?
Ah.
Oh, gosh.
Great song,
Tunnel
by the way.
Love. Tunnel of Love.
Great song, yeah. Next question. Hmm. This British event ended in 1788, but is remembered largely thanks to a Simon and Garfunkel song.
Oh, my goodness.
5, 4, 3, two,
what is the Boston
one.
Tea Party?
British?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there were British things going on there.
That happened here, though, in Boston.
I know, but I needed to have an answer. I can't go without at least trying.
I mean, you could have just skipped it. Scarborough Fair.
Oh, that.
Hey, thank God we're all funny because we are not the smartest people out there.
No, right. Last one. Ready?
Right. Yeah.
At age 11, he made his movie debut in It Happened at the World's Fair, starring Elvis, whom he later portrayed.
Oh, my.
Did they know
gosh.
Any of these?
They knew a few of them, yes.
Well, we've gotten 2 out of 4, Linz. I mean, as a
they
team.
Knew 3 out of 5 of this category.
Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad either, as somebody once said.
Right.
All right. Doot. Who is Kurt Russell?
Would not have gotten that.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. You got 2 out of 5 in the medium.
Do
category.
You think our average listener who listens to this radio station a lot, who enjoys the bits, the fun, and the frivolity,
right,
knows any of those or cares?
No, maybe, maybe not. But I feel like that's not like a super hard category.
I don't know. We were all looking at each other like we were clueless.
Those were just like not even on my planet.
Yeah, Mason and Ireland got the somebody eventually got New York.
What about
yeah, but Mason and Ireland aren't really in our demo. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Right, they're beyond.
I had to top your dig. I had to go dig for dig. Ooh. Just kidding.
They
guys.
Did better than you guys did. They got 3 out of 5. So,
I mean.
All right, I'll give it up to them. They won that category.
Yeah, we're
us.
Not doing a hard one because then you'll get 0 out of 5.
Well, you don't know, though. That's the weird thing about
these
Lindsay, questions.
Yo, Lindsay crushed it with the bro. Last one we
yeah,
did
yesterday.
Yeah,
remember yesterday
so.
We did you asked for a hard category. We did King Tut, and Lindsay
so
was the only one that got
us
anything.
Out. Well, Lindsay out, you know.
I think she got 2. I think I got 1.
No, I
no,
got
you didn't
four.
Get any.
You didn't get any of them, and I got 3 or 4.
Now
right,
that it's
like,
coming
you don't
back
know
to me,
any
I think I may have gotten 4 out of 5, I think, now.
No, that was like in a sports category.
I think you got 1. And Lindsay got the rest.
You know, it's funny. My friend texted me whatever the answer was about, like, the jackal-looking animal.
Like a friend or a friend?
Animal.
Oh, sorry.
No, just a regular
friend. No,
wrong
person. Friend.
Okay. He knew,
I don't got no friends anymore.
He knew what that was. He was like, how did you not know that? And I was like, oh.
No, where you really impressed me yesterday was the answer. I don't know what the question was, but the answer was, what is a scarab? Which is a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what that, I didn't even know what that was.
Yeah, because
so.
I watched The Rock.
All right, so real quick, I there's a Canadian sports one. Would you do Canadian sports?
Absolutely.
We'll
do
it next segment.
Sports.
But let's
with
do
Canadian
this.
Bacon or without?
Go, well, totally on with. National Canadian Bacon Day, I think that we should do that.
We would so play the Canadian, do we have the Canadian national anthem in there?
We could play that later, too.
Okay.
So real quick, Laura, do you have the sound of the Golden State Warrior who took a shot at Laker fans for booing their players? All right, let me hear Draymond Green ripping Lakers fans. Go ahead.
I thought that was pathetic. I thought it was very distasteful from a fan base of an organization that has the most championships in the NBA. Like let's not be so, like spoiled brats. Like, it's okay to be spoiled. Like, yeah, you can 100% be spoiled. We all get spoiled by things at times at one point in our life or another. But let's not be brats. And that was about as bratty as something that I've seen, considering that this team just won a championship not even a full 2 years ago.
Okay, why are we lowering
this? We're just fading out of that? We're just fading out.
That's probably part of the technical issues.
It is 7-10 construction week.
Nice.
Oh, okay, so anyway, yeah, I disagree with Draymond. Like, I think you're okay. I mean, look, booing, I'm fine with booing. Like, I'm okay with being, I'm okay with booing. I am not fine with, like, jawing at an individual player and saying, being disrespectful towards said individual player. But if it's just, like, a cascade of boos, like, hey, man, they were playing like crap. I mean, I don't have a problem with booing.
Well, I mean, his other part about, you know, they're such a bunch of spoiled brats. Well, yeah, because they're accustomed to winning, and they have a championship or bust mentality. You know, it's not a, gee, I really hope we're 500 this season mentality. Gee, I really hope we're competitive. Boy, I really enjoy those moral victories. No, it's championship or bust. So when you guys suck, we boo.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with that. I don't have an issue with that. And I would definitely agree to disagree on Draymond. Again, I draw the line on when you make personal attacks. Like, right there, where was it that they were on the road that someone said something about LeBron's kid to LeBron?
I think it was Atlanta. And
yes.
And Karen sitting on the at the court side. You know?
Right.
By the way, Lindsay, did you hear the way I incorporated in Karen?
Yes.
Yeah, I was confused about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, like that, obviously, no way. Like, that's crossing the line. That's ridiculous. But booing, whatever.
I mean, what Draymond is like, how dare they boo? I mean, this team with all these championships in their history. Yeah, but we're talking about this year's team. We're talking about the expectations that everybody had on this team, which, by the way, were very much set by LeBron himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he set the expectations.
He did.
I want to say, though, he does have a point from the perspective of, yes, he plays for the Warriors, who had, like, the dynasty, and you could call their fans spoiled because they won multiple championships in a short period of time. But, you know, a lot of other teams are not in that situation, and in fact, every other team is not in the same, you know, they're not held in the same regard as the Lakers. So other teams may look at, like me, like Cavs fans may look at Lakers fans and be like, dang, like they, like I can see where he's coming from. But also the expectations are so high for Lakers fans because they're always supposed to be good.
Correct. So I was just going to say that's the difference is that, yeah, if you play for the Lakers, bro, like the reality is they're expected to win a championship unless you're like, this D'Angelo Russell, Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, Lonzo Ball team.
Right. Then everybody's like this. Hey, we don't have any expectations. We just came out for a nice night. But when there's LeBron James on the floor and there's a guy over here making $44 million a year, Russell Westbrook, sorry, but we just thought you guys were going to be good. You stink.
Yes.
Boo.
Yes. Yeah. I no problem with booing. Again, personal attacks, completely different. Obviously, that doesn't belong anywhere. I don't think any rational human being would disagree with that. But the booing, come on, get out of here. All right, coming up next, we will do, in honor of Canadian Bacon Day, we will do a Canadian Sports Jeopardy for you. and also,
who are the Blue Bombers?
On the flip side, speaking of Blue Bombers, on the flip side, we have a Dodger story because Joe Kelly is pleading with you. He wants to plead with you. You, Kaplan, You, Laura, you, Lindsay, you, the listener, Joe Kelly of the Dodgers wants to plead with you. I'll tell you about what on the other side. But
it is Sedano and Cap, your Thursday afternoon. On this day, back in 2012, the number one hit, Katy Perry, Part of Me. It is also National If Pets Had Thumbs Day.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
That's a really great holiday.
And it is National I Want You to Be Happy Day.
Aw.
I want us to be happy.
We are. We're the only show on the station that's happy every day.
We're 4 to 7 p.m. Happy. We're all going to be happy. Tomorrow, L.A. County will lift its indoor mask rule.
Oh, you didn't hear? The NFL announced earlier today COVID's over. You didn't hear about that?
Well, no.
Yeah, but like the NFL did it.
The numbers are great. Only, I mean, obviously, you know, comparatively speaking, 1,500 new cases a day. We're almost there. That's the number. That's the magic number.
So that's the magic number. Good job, Cap. You helped.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Well, don't you guys? I'm telling you guys right now. You could spend your time listening to the CDC, or you could listen to the NFL.
To the NFL. The other three letters.
Right. Cap, I see what you're doing. You're trying to get into that story, but I got something else. On this day back in 1997, the TV show Daria premiered on MTV. Now, you know who on our team reminds me a lot of Daria?
Oh, easy. Who? Lindsay.
100% producer Lindsay.
Daria.
Yeah.
Daria was really smart, okay?
She was. And when Lindsay told me she liked that show, I'm like, you embody Daria in a lot of ways.
Even the look.
It's a great show.
If you look at Lindsay's pictures, at Lindsay Baseball on Instagram.
Ding. Especially when she wears the glasses.
Yeah, that's where I was going. Oh, there we go.
I was going to say, I feel like my hair's not like mousy brown, but okay.
Cap's got mousy brown hair, I think.
No. Well, it depends on if I dye it.
He has his like the silver low lights.
It depends on where I am in the cycle, you know, of dyeing my hair.
By the way, there's been a lot of talk on the other two shows as we try to fill time on those shows as well during 710 Construction Week about Mason and Ireland versus Travis and Sliwa at golf. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are saying, does Cap play golf? And I'm there defending your honor, Cap, talking about your big drive.
Well, thank you. I haven't played, though, in a really long time. Chris, I got to get back out on the golf course.
Well, we're working towards Masters weekend to do that.
Oh.
Sedano will come out, too. Sedano. And be a judge.
I'll come out for drinking. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll come out and be the beverage cart because that was like my profession for a long time. I'm
really?
A great beverage cart girl. Yeah.
You were. What made you good at being the beverage cart girl? I'm curious.
Well, I did it for a long time, probably like 10 years. Mm-hmm. Like, helped put me through school, made great money, and I learned how to play a little golf. And I also learned that, like, generally speaking, guys don't really want women to play golf with them for the most part.
No.
Well, my wife used to kick the living crap out of my buddies when we lived in Miami.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Lindsay, you make a lot of money doing that? Like,
she just said she made a lot of money.
I mean, literally those
said
are the
it.
Words that came out of her mouth.
You see what happens here? You see what happens here? Earlier, George said something. You didn't hear exactly how he said. He gets crazy, gets angry. Yesterday, it was Bill Belichick makes $20 million. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, no,
I heard
that segment. And
It was 18.
It was 18. And, yeah. And listen, Sedano was right in that
whole
thing.
I didn't hear him say it.
Sedano and Cap continues now. No.
Thank you.
Look, we can plead with you to listen, but sometimes that doesn't work.
What's that? Did you say something? Might be.
By the way, real quick, before I get to why Joe Kelly is pleading with you, every single one of you, I had to plead with my son yesterday. I had like a parenting moment where I felt bad afterwards.
What happened?
Mostly like the next day.
Let me hear about this.
So my daughter's a great sleeper, always has been. Mm-hmm. My son, not so much. Mm-hmm. But he likes to be a little rascal, and he likes to not go to bed. So I hadn't slept good in a week. Okay, and I was literally in bed at 8:30 last night, and I wanted to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And it was 9 o'clock, and he was screaming a storm and singing and playing. And I walked in there, and I went all Latino on him. Laura knows what I'm talking about, okay? And I said, Mateo, you have to go to sleep right now. And then he was like, yeah, and I was like. And I said, no, no more crying. Sleep time. Night, night. And he goes, okay. And I was like, all right, no more crying, okay? Okay. All right. And then he didn't make a sound until 6:30 in the morning. I was like,
hey, that worked.
I mean, I felt bad when I woke up because I was like, that was kind of mean. But
nah, man, you got to teach him young.
Bro, enough. Yeah, I got to sleep, man.
You were nice. I say it in Spanish.
Yeah. The fact that he listened and he understood.
He knew I meant business. I don't do that with him. You know why? Because my parents used to do that. I almost cursed. Used to do that stuff with me all the time. But I try to be a more I am strict, but I'm not mean with my kids, right? Oh, yeah. Like I'm just like, hey, that doesn't fly, right? Like just, but this was like me literally talking to him like this.
We understand. And, sometimes you talk.
I know.
To
I hear
like that.
You hear it when I talk to you. People. Yeah. When I say to people out loud, oh my God, it's like I have another 3-year-old when I talk to you. It's literally because of that voice.
Or maybe it's you have an anger issue, perhaps. I'm just saying, maybe. It's a possibility.
No, it's not that.
Oh, you sure it's not? Okay.
I mean, clearly it's not that because I only get angry when you don't listen.
But let me tell you something. I'm glad that you did this, though, to Mateo, because this will serve you well, George, because I promise you this, that when he's 18, it may not be him screaming when you want to go to sleep. It'll be something else. My 18-year-old daughter, this is last Friday night. I call her. I go, hey, what's going on? She's like, oh, I have a couple friends over. I go, a couple friends? Really? Yeah, how many? Like 10. How many guys? Like 4. Okay, now I know what's going on. And I lose it. I'm coming home. I'm kicking everybody out. I'm going to humiliate you in front of all your friends. I'm screaming at her. How dare you disrespect me in my house and have kids at the house and you're probably drinking? And I freaked out. She kicked everybody out of the house, George. Hey, my dad's coming home. Everybody get out of here. Kicked them all out of the house. Dad, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have. I should have asked. Point is, when you lose it and they actually listen, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I felt bad for like a second. He's only 3.
Yeah,
but
I
enough.
Felt
I had
bad
enough.
Too. She was 18,
I had enough.
I yelled.
And that was the exact tone I used, what I used on the air. But that's it. I had had enough. But I slept a good night. I had a good night's sleep.
Nice.
I got all 8 hours.
Good
so there's
you.
That.
Nice.
I woke up at like 5:15 after going to – I'm not even joking. Like 15 minutes later, I was out. and I'm not one of those people that falls asleep very quickly. So I was that tired. And then I woke up at 5:15. I was like, man, I'd like to sleep some more. And I'm like – I do you do this? I try to sleep a little longer. Like I'll give myself about 45 minutes. And if I can't fall asleep in 45 minutes, then I just get up.
I don't have these issues at all. Thank goodness. I know a lot of people have sleeping problems. Not me. I'm out. I'm out, and I'm out until
and
about 6 a.m.
And for before you people start calling, oh, melatonin. I mean, I was on melatonin yesterday, and I still, 8 hours was like, boom, up, let's go.
Yeah, and I'm not into any artificial, like, prescription pills. I don't, what do they call the sleeping pill?
Sleep aids, yeah.
No, but there's a name for one of them.
Oh, you mean like the one that knocks people out.
Yeah, what is that one called?
The one that made Roseanne Barr racist or whatever.
Is that the one? Really?
I mean, that's a joke, obviously.
Is that an after effect?
Really? She actually, what was the one? She said she took whatever that sleeping pill is
right.
called.
Like some of these prescription pills.
That racist rant.
Right. There's some of these prescription pills, you may experience erectile dysfunction. You may experience, you know, hives breaking out. You may, but you may become a racist. It's possible. I mean, we don't think so, but it might happen. What is the name of that pill? Ambien. Yeah.
Yeah. So Joe Kelly, real quick, and we can talk about this on the other side. Joe Kelly is pleading with the fans. You know how you and I talked at length yesterday about Major League Baseball's problems, right? Joe Kelly feels it. Joe Kelly is pleading with the fans to, quote, not forget about baseball amid the MLB lockout. Mm-hmm. You and I talked about it. The landscape is changing, man. Sports, people are watching sports less and less, right? Regardless of what sport it is. And I mean, outside of like a major event like the Super Bowl, but just kind of like in general, people are watching sports less. They're just finding their time to do other things. And baseball is certainly in harm's way when it comes to that compared to all the other sports in a big way, even though they have this inherent advantage of being on in the summertime when no one, you know, like there's no other sports competing against them. So I want to get into this a little bit on the other side about what Joe Kelly said. He wrote an op-ed in the LA Times. We'll get into that. Coming up in 2 minutes and 10 seconds. What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud app, what do you got?
All right, guys. So the iconic music venue, the Viper Room, will no longer be the Viper Room.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really?
It's going to be repurposed, reimagined. So they're turning it into condos. They're turning them into condos.
No way.
Uh-huh. They're doing a mixed-use residential building that includes a boutique hotel, a new concert venue, and then the downstairs will be a state-of-the-art music space.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm actually not mad at that, though.
Yeah, no, if it's going to still have a music space, then that's fine.
It's not that, though. It's just that the Viper Room, like, if you didn't live in L.A. and you'd never been to L.A., the Viper Room is one of those places that if you lived in another part of the country and you came to visit L.A., you'd be like, I got to go see a show at the Viper Room.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it became even more famous with the unfortunate passing of River Phoenix. So, because that you know, back in, like, 93 or 94, whatever it was, like, that was, like, huge news across the world, basically.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys also know that it's co-owned by Johnny Depp?
I did know that, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Some people didn't know that when I said that.
I did not know that. That is wild. That's why it's called What You Need to Know.
That was his Johnny Carson. That's what he was doing. Oh,
my
gosh. Yes.
That was my Dana Carvey doing Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson, right, yes. Yeah. It was like his, yes.
Do you girls know who Johnny Carson is?
Yes, of course.
I mean, but you probably didn't watch Johnny Carson,
no,
right?
Definitely not.
But I know who it is.
You're not old enough to watch Johnny. I'm barely old enough to have watched Johnny Carson.
I know who it is, but I just, when I heard Kev, I'm like, what the?
Right, it was Johnny Carson.
I couldn't tell you what his voice sounds like, to be honest.
Saturday Night Live, in the late 80s, doing that.
I mean, Cap and his impersonations aren't great anyways.
Well,
no, that one was not bad. I will give him that.
A lot of people yesterday told me they need a lot more of my Adam Sandler.
Oh, geez.
Oh, my God.
Keep feeding the beast, everybody. Keep feeding him. Keep telling me you want more songs. I'm getting song requests now. Hey, you got any Elton John in there? Can you do any Elton John?
I did see that on social media. Yes. Now
people
want
to be entertained, and you know, you entertain, so give the people what they want.
Everybody loves a good rodeo clown, you know?
Cap, I bet you could do a good Adam Sandler when he's fighting with the shampoo and conditioner bottle in Happy Gilmore. Or not Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison.
Billy Madison. Mm-hmm.
Like, that sounded a lot like the voice you did yesterday.
Okay.
I love Billy Madison.
I'll have to go watch that scene, rehearse it, and bring it back to the airwaves.
That's a great movie.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right, that is what you need to know about T-Bone Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. All right, we're going to do one more Jeopardy. It is Canadian Bacon Day, so we'll do a Canadian Sports Jeopardy thing for you.
Okay, thank you.
But real quick, Joe Kelly.
Yeah.
So he wrote a really long op-ed.
Very long.
In the New York Times. But I love it because it's super heartfelt, clearly. And he's terrified, Cap. I mean, this is the gist of the story. He's terrified, like, don't give up on baseball. It's too important. I get it. You're knee-deep in millionaires versus billionaires, blah, blah, blah. But he's just trying to tell you, like, what – he basically wrote a story about – remember when Kobe did Dear Basketball? It's kind of similar to that in a lot of ways, where it's just like why baseball is so great and why you loved it in the first place and don't let this get in the way despite the greedy owners, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. But, man, I'm glad somebody did that because – baseball has already lost a ton of market share over the years. I mean, basically, we started talking about it yesterday, how when I was a kid growing up, I knew every baseball player on every team without even, like, thinking twice, right? I could have named you every guy on every roster, all 25 guys. And now I'm paid to know sports, and, so, you know, there's a good chance I'm going to have to go on Google to know guys. So, especially on some teams. But it has gone... grown slowly but surely, or grown is probably the wrong phrase, it has been pushed out slowly but surely of the national consciousness. Is that a fair way to describe it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's summed this up in a way that I felt was endearing. I love that he's that passionate. I love that he happens to play here and did that, and obviously he's from the area. And you know, he describes the differences between baseball and all the other sports and et cetera, et cetera. And, he understands why people would be upset. He really does a fantastic job of writing this thing. But it really goes to show you that at least some baseball players get it, that fans don't want to hear this crap anymore.
Yeah, I thought it was raw. I thought it was real. And I thought it was also smart because the owners have tried to position themselves as the guys who were here ready to do a deal. And they've tried to paint the players as, you know, they're not ready. They don't want to do the kind of deal. And you've looked at, you know, whatever information has come out about minimum salaries and, you know, small raises. None of it is impressive. So if you're the player side of things, you're not really buying it, but you are still caught up whether you want to be or you're not. there is a court of public opinion where the players are winning overwhelmingly, by the way. But a guy like Joe Kelly publishes in a big newspaper like the LA Times and kind of lays it out there for you about what he loves about baseball and why you should love it too. And don't give up on us while we're gone. That's how you win in the court of public opinion. I thought it was a smart move. I liked it.
I agree. But it really does go to show that at least some of these guys understand what's at stake here and understand the landscape has been changing for decades. But now I think things are moving faster than they ever have, right? People have gone and said, I'm out on something. And when they're out, they're out.
I've seen a lot of people say, hey, you know, I'm so disgusted by what's going on. I won't be going to games this year. And I'm like, hold on, time out a second here. So spring training hasn't started and baseball has announced that the first two series have been canceled. But really, like, you're going to boycott should they come back and they miss 3 weeks or a month? You're done? You're going to boycott? It's different than when we were much younger and they stopped the season in the middle of the year and then didn't have the World Series. That's different. Let's see how this goes and how long this lasts. But I will tell you this, George, if it goes too long, out of sight, out of mind, Jack.
Right. And this is a sport that generally thrives in the summertime when people don't have a lot of other sports to gravitate to. But as I told you yesterday, right, the MLS and the WNBA every year, little by little, grows and grows and grows and grows. And, you know, the WNBA championship rounds did the best number it had ever done. The MLS, their championship round did the best it ever done. Baseball no longer has a complete stranglehold on it, although they still have a much larger audience than those two. But their numbers keep shrinking. Those other sports, those two particularly that play in the summer, start to grow slowly but surely. And if you keep having these issues, people are going to be like, all right, if I want to watch sports, maybe I will get into MLS. Maybe I will watch some WNBA. Because ESPN has also done a great job, particularly, of selling the WNBA and MLS in a much bigger way. So I think that baseball is, well, whereas ESPN has kind of cut it's baseball coverage. It's only Sunday Night Baseball now. No more games during the week. So it's going to be fascinating to see, because you've always talked about this with the NHL, that you felt like they went out of the public consciousness in a lot of ways.
Dude, I didn't know where NBC Sports... Yeah, NBC Sports Network. Where's that? What channel is that?
Right.
How am I going to find that? You know?
Well, now you got the remote that talks.
Well, right. Now I can just go like, hey, NHL. You know, I can click the remote and go NHL. I go, and hey, like right now, I can click my remote right now and say Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Here, I'll tell you. Major League Baseball. Let's see what it takes me to right now. Major League Baseball.
Maybe like MLB Network, probably.
Yeah, or Extra Innings. How can I get into Extra Innings? I can't even get spring training started.
Yeah, you can't even get the first inning.
You know, right next to MLB, though, it says Pro Wrestling on my TV. I'm going to go to that.
Yeah.
See, that's much more interesting.
AEW tonight?
Let's see, WrestleMania, watch season 34, episode 1 on Peacock.
There you go. Huh.
Okay, a SmackDown,
yeah.
Revolution,
mm-hmm.
Must be Monday, so it's Monday Night Raw,
mm-hmm.
NXT.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff here available.
Yeah. So anyway, I just think baseball's made a huge mistake in a lot of ways.
Well, I like what Joe Kelly did, though. Joe Kelly,
I did
talk to the people. You know why you love baseball, you know what it can do. You know, you know a situation in a game where you're sitting on the edge of their seat and you're biting your fingernails off. You know that emotion, that feeling. We'll be back. Just don't forget about us, people.
So here's the deal. Today was the Jeopardy off on Mason in Ireland. Ireland won. Pretty handling.
Yeah,
we've been playing Jeopardy today. Yesterday we played a little. We played a little today. So today's Canadian Bacon Day. So you did really bad in the non-sports category, so I'm going to go and do sports again, and I'm going to do Canadian sports. So,
this
Laura,
be hard.
Give me the music. This should be easy, I feel
All right, Canadian you. Sports.
Floridian Tim Raines learned yep. bonjour and merci beaucoup
yep.
as one of the greatest players in this MLB team's history.
Cap.
I mean, you're playing by yourself, I think.
Oh,
I'll play, but I don't get the question.
Yeah, the question, the answer is, who are the Montreal Expos?
That is correct.
Okay, yeah. I get it now.
Next, the first Canadian team in Major League Soccer was the FC of this city in 2007.
Lindsay. What is Montreal?
That is incorrect.
Cap. What is Toronto?
That is correct. Did you guess that or did you know?
No, I felt like I knew that going in.
Okay. Next one.
Yeah.
In 2021, the shortened NHL season had an all-Canadian North division with seven teams, including Edmonton and this other Albertan one.
Cap.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I have it. Three, two, one. Calgary.
You got it right in before the buzzer, yes. The Calgary Flames.
Calgary.
Is also from Alberta. All right, next one. Won by the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in 2019, this colorful trophy awarded to the victor in the CFL. Cap.
Oh, God, this is the championship trophy of the CFL. Oh, I can't believe I can't remember what it's called. The Mountie Trophy?
The Mountie Trophy. Lindsay, you want to take a crack at it?
I have no idea.
The Grey Cup.
Grey Cup! I knew it!
What is the Grey Cup? Last one. In 2021, Damian Warner became Canada's first Olympic champion in this and the very first Olympian to pass 9,000 points. I'll give you a hint.
Just go back.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
What is cycling?
No, incorrect. No.
Cap, I'm going to guess because I wanted to hear the question again. But
I'll give you the question again. Right. In 2021, Damian Warner became Canada's first Olympic champion in this and the first Olympian to pass 9,000 points.
All right. I'm going to say, what is basketball?
No, the decathlon.
Oh. I didn't know they had
points. Why
would
there be
an
individual person? Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I just thought maybe they medaled in basketball and he scored like 9,000 points in his international career.
Yeah, no. I mean, I guess that's not a terrible logic. But.
I would have had Grey Cup. I would have gone 4 out of 5, and I'd have felt pretty good about myself.
Yeah, but no, you don't know much about Canada. Not enough, at least.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah.
3 out of 5. All right. So, coming up next, Lakers-Clippers tonight. They've lost 6 in a row.
It all changes tonight, though.
6 in a row, Laura. Yeah. You are always making fun of their, quote-unquote, selfies in the building.
I know.
They've won 6 in a row, and I believe Ireland told me it was like 32 of 38 or something like that. That's insane.
Changes tonight.
It's okay.
We
don't
discuss
have championships.
It. Next.
I'm being told. Apparently, we need a new Radio Tinder open, but nobody told me.
Oh, we've been telling you for weeks.
We've been saying it on the air forever.
Yeah, but Radio Tinder, all due respect to everybody, that's usually the segment I take. I'm doing something else because I don't have to do my hook. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can mind listening.
You can make one open, and then we'll play it every day. Just like
that's what we do.
That
that's
one.
The open that's been playing.
Sure, we need a new one.
Yeah, but the whole thing is, it says like Lindsay's here now, coming from Mason.
Well,
Ireland.
We did
that
it.
Like
we did it to annoy Mason and Ireland. I think
it was like a year ago though.
Yeah, it's been a while.
No, Lindsay hasn't been here. So what do we want the new one to say?
Probably if you want to keep that theme going, like we stole this bit from Mason and Ireland. And
no, because it was my bit. I took it to them.
Yeah, she used to do it in Cleveland before she got here.
Oh, okay. We took Lindsay's proprietary content away from Mason and Ireland.
No.
So what do I need to say? It's time for Radio Tinder?
Well, we'll think of something. We'll work.
It's time for Radio Tinder.
No, we just come up with something else. All right.
Take it away.
Okay. So Mike Krzyzewski is 75 years old, and he's been head coach of the Duke Blue Devils for over half of his entire life. Of course, this, his 42nd season at Duke, is going to be his last, and a lot of people are wondering what's next for the legendary coach. Well, Coach K answered that in an interview with CBS Sports. He said, quote, "I will have nothing to do with our basketball program. This is not about me. Things have been said where I'm trying to maintain control that could not be further from the truth. It was mine for 42 years, but it's Duke's forever." Are you guys buying that Coach K is just going to ride into the sunset and disappear from the Duke basketball program? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'm gonna swipe left. I don't think he's going to disappear from the Duke basketball program, but I think what he's saying, at least the way I hear it, is, hey, look, I coached this team for a long time. We've had a lot of success. Duke is forever. Mike Krzyzewski's career was for 40 years. Time to hand it off to somebody else, and I'm not going to stand over their shoulder and be a headache. I mean, if they want some advice, I'm here to give it to them, but I'm not going to be overbearing. I can't believe he's 75.
Yeah, I'm also swiping left, and for the exact same reasons. I just don't think, I don't think he's going to be there, like, you know, be casting a shadow over the next coach and beyond, right? Like, that's not happening, yeah.
You don't think he's going to be like, you know, a lot of these people that don't want to leave, they'll sign in as a consultant or whatever? No, nothing like that?
No, he doesn't need to be a consultant. All right. He's fine.
All right, next one. Samuel L. Jackson is the highest grossing actor in the history of movies.
Yeah. Really?
But despite this, he's never won an Academy Award. Nope. Now, if you recall, he lost Best Supporting Actor in 1994 to Martin Landau in Ed Wood. And almost 30 years later, he still has an issue with it. In a recent interview, Jackson said he thinks he should have won that Oscar for his performance in Pulp Fiction.
Agreed.
Do you? Okay, well, that's my question. Do you agree that Samuel L. Jackson should have an Oscar, either from that movie or any other movie that he's done? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
Swiping right, and it is absolutely that role. Julius, incredible role. And an incredible movie. It's still one of the movies that no matter where it's on, okay, if I'm flipping channels or I see it on the guide or, you know, some I go to somebody's house and they happen to be watching it, I will sit down and watch it every single time.
And you can pick it up anywhere. So I'm swiping left as well, or swiping right, I guess, in this case. I'm saying, yeah, I'm surprised that Samuel L. Jackson doesn't have one. But that role, George, I know I've told you this before, but I named my fourth child Jules based on that character.
Yeah.
You ain't got no problem, Jules. I'm on the mofo. Go back in there, chill them brothers out, and wait for the cavalry, which should be coming directly. That line right there, I was like, I'm naming my kid Jules.
That's really funny that you named your kid after a Pulp Fiction character.
Yeah. But I didn't get Jules exactly the way I wanted it. My ex-wife demanded that it was Julia, but everybody calls the child Jules. And I say that to her all the time. You ain't got no problem, Jules. I'm on it.
So she's not really Jules. She's Julia. But you just call her that as a nickname because of the movie.
Right. That's
okay,
right.
Okay. Fair enough. All right.
Because
so,
another thing that your ex-wife wouldn't let you do.
Exactly. Right. Sounds like yeah.
That's right.
A controlling situation there. Good thing you're out of it. All right. So I told you guys the other day about
now he's
how,
in another controlling relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of controlling, no, it's not really a good segue here. I told you guys the other day about how my sister has been telling me that my 11-year-old nephew, who is like my best friend in the world, he's been getting bullied in school lately. Now, I told my nephew, who happens to be a green belt in karate, that he should just kick the kid's butt. My sister said that it's been going on for a while, so at this point, her and her husband are just kind of okay with him, like, punching the kid in the face and sticking up for himself.
Right.
But she's also debating confronting the bully's parents. If your kid was getting bullied in school and the school didn't do anything, despite you asking them to, would you confront the parents? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'd swipe right. Been there, done that. Told my son, I'm like, yo, these kids do that to you? I go, punch that kid right in his face. I go, you'll see how he'll never do that to you again. And he wouldn't do it. And this kid one day sucker punched my son at school. Then these kids were like 10 or 11 years old. Like, this was not a face-off, you know, two guys putting their dukes up. This was a sucker punch. Kid came home, black eye. I'm like, oh, that's it. That is it. So I go running down to their house, knock on their door. I know these people. I'm not friends with them, but I know them. I say to the father, I go, I want you to see my son's face. Why don't you ask your son what happened here? Gets the son. Son tells him I punched him. Next thing I know, we're all sitting around the table. And I don't know why, but I look over at their kid, and I said, listen to me, kid. I go, next time you ever touch my kid again, now I'm going to do to your dad what you did to my son. I don't know where that threat came from. Like, I'm not some tough guy, you know?
Yeah. No, we know that.
Did you do that?
I said to him, I go, if you ever touch my son and he comes home looking like this, I'm coming back here to your house and your dad's going to look like this. Are we all clear? Because even though I'm not tough.
But what was the conclusion of that?
The conclusion was everybody hugged it out by the end of the night and the kid apologized like he should have. But these kids are a bunch of little brats. And I would have kicked the dad's ass if I had to.
Yeah.
Is he bigger than you?
I mean, this is one of those times, George, where I could have actually acted like I was tough because I had this one covered, no problem.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah
this one
That's good for you. I mean, listen, you got to know KYP, good. Know your personnel.
Yeah.
How about you, Sedano?
Yeah, I'm swiping right. I'm totally okay with approaching the parents. It hasn't happened to my kids, but it has happened to a family friend's kid, and we had them approach the parent, and things, like Cap said, things got resolved. You know what I mean? And now, actually, it was between two girls, actually. And it was a bullying a girl to a girl. And now the bully girl is much nicer. It basically was she just was jealous that the other girls were all friends, and they weren't. Not that they were excluding her to be mean. They just weren't. They didn't know her. You know what I mean?
It was so, just like a mean girl situation,
right? They were just like playing because they knew each other and they didn't know her. And it was like early in this school, and that got explained and resolved, and now the girl is part of the friend group. Like now, it's fine.
So when you approached the parents, though, did you do it like captive?
I did not. It was no, we told. It wasn't with me. So I told. We told my daughter's friend's mom, you know, you should just reach out to the mom and like have this conversation. And like, because, you know, she said that she tried one time and it was kind of dismissed. And I'm like, what did you do? How did you do it? She's like, well, via email. I'm like, no. You have to like go to their house.
Right.
And have
you got to be eye to eye. You got to be face to face on this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wasn't trying to make it seem like I walked in, like I was ready to throw hands.
Yeah.
It's just that we all sat around the table because they were embarrassed.
Right.
They're like, wait, our kid hit your kid in school? Like, we didn't teach our kid to do that. Like, the parents were humiliated, really.
Yeah. So
they weren't like, hey, tough crap, pal. Because then it would have been on. Atomic elbows would have been dropped.
Speaking of humiliated, Clippers-Lakers.
This is the night, George.
Six straight. I believe Kaplan. Ireland said, you know, confuse all of you.
All the same.
You 50-year-olds.
They all look the same, these guys.
All you 50-year-olds. Right. You not boomers. What are you?
We're Gen Xers.
Gen Xers, yeah.
Yeah.
I 6 in a row, and I believe Ireland said it was 31 or 32 out of the last 38. That's crazy.
When he said that, I had not heard that stat. I mean, it's crazy. I heard 6 in a row. That's fine.
Yeah.
But 32 of 38, and if that's the, you know, number, don't quote us exactly, but... And if you do, just put it on.
It's going
Ireland
back a lot of years, you know. Right.
But tonight's the night. Listen, I said it last Friday when they were playing against the Clippers. It was must win because it was
tonight.
An emotional thing.
Tonight is the night.
Tonight they have to win.
Yeah, I mean you like that song, I know. So
tonight is the night. You know that song?
No, not at all.
No, I just
I know. What was the song from the movie Twins with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, it was, Tonight is Your Night, Bro, right? That's the name of the song?
I think that's what it is. Tonight is Your Night, Bro.
Tonight is Your Night, Bro. Tonight is Your Night, Bro.
I was thinking of Tonight's the Night. Let's get it.
Oh, Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
They got to win because, look, the whole country has been just dancing on the grave of the Lakers. Even Richard Jefferson last week during that broadcast, what was the phrase he used?
Like that the place was so quiet you could hear a mouse.
No, not that. It was the other one about, you know, time of death. You know, look at your watch. Time of death in this game is whatever. Like, everybody's been dancing on how bad the Lakers are. If you're LeBron tonight, of all nights, against this team, you got to come out and find a way to win. And here's the way to win. You ready, George?
How?
Don't get down. Don't get down by 10 or 15 points.
They got to dig out of these holes, and it's just hard. So Perk said today he thinks we see, like, Terminator LeBron is what he said.
I love it.
We'll see. All right, we're done here.
That's it. An hour and a half. That's all they gave us today.
Tomorrow we have a full show, though.
That's nice.
The Cap won't be here.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to New Orleans.
Why won't you be here?
I'm going to New Orleans. I'm taking my 18-year-old
to Tulane. Oh, that's
right, to Tulane.
Oh, yeah. Beto's here. Oh, we'll have a lot of fun.
Did you guys see Beto fall into the sand trap today on the golf course?
I did see that.
Oh, my God, it's money.
Yeah. All right, Kaplan. Get out of here. Have a safe trip.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
See ya. Lindsay and Lauda, I'll talk to you mañana. All right. Sliwa, Michael, Lakers pregame, Lakers-Clippers, Battle of the City.